What's good, what's good, what's good, Zimbabwe, Muhle Muriya, Zimbabwe. Welcome to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program. That's how we're tackling anything and everything youth-related. Kwazwai, Muriya, Zimbabwe. Drum, come, chalem, 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 The Connection, Lilami, Umayko, Hove. What's good, what's good? Mtwakazo Muhle, Zimbabwe, Muhle. Welcome to The Connection. This program is brought to you by Studio 7, a Voice of America. And today is our Tuesday, the 22nd of September, 2020. Muriya Zimbabwe, Mtwakazo Muhle. I'm your host, Michael Hove. Before we delve into our program today, Muriya Zimbabwe, Tine Urombo, Silusizi, we apologize. Unfortunately, due to COVID-19, we're not able to bring our program live as per usual. What this means is this is a pre-recorded program coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C., and you cannot call in as per usual. Nonetheless, Tilipano, we are here. Sisonke like so. Pano Pachunga Chiluchevich Tiki, Ushelo The Connection, Lilami Umayko Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on COVID-19 coronavirus. The numbers stand as we speak. Muriya Zimbabwe, worldwide, over 31,350,000 people worldwide have contracted coronavirus. Approximately 965,000 people worldwide have died. And some positivity, over 21,520,000 people worldwide have recovered. Now, to delve into Zimbabwe to see what's happening, because Zimbabwe, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, Zimbabwe currently has over 7,706 COVID-19 cases, 226 dead, another person died yesterday, and over 5,900 people have recovered in Zimbabwe. The latest information released by the Ministry of Health does not show the combined cumulative PCR tests conducted to date. However, it does highlight that just yesterday alone, 263 PCR tests were conducted. Of those 263, 23 cases tested positive for COVID-19, 24 people were reported recovered from COVID-19, and one person, as I announced earlier on, died, and this person was in Harare. The country currently has 1,532 COVID cases that are active. So I repeat one more time. In Zimbabwe, 7,706 COVID-19 cases, 226 people have died due to COVID-19, and as we speak, over 5,900 people have recovered from COVID-19. Just yesterday alone, 263 PCR tests were conducted, 23 cases tested positive just yesterday alone, 24 people recovered, and one person died. That person was in Harare. The connection, COVID-19, how is it affecting the nation's youth? But we also look to talk to young entrepreneurs. One of the things that was affected worldwide, not just in Zimbabwe, by COVID-19, were entrepreneurs worldwide, especially those that formulate SMEs, small to medium enterprises. So we look to talk to Zimbabwean youth to hear how COVID-19 affected them, to hear how the lockdown process affected them. And of course, now that restrictions are being lessened in Zimbabwe, in South Africa, and other neighboring nations, what does this mean for their businesses? Now, while still on the discussion of COVID-19, as we speak, once again, the nation is still under the process of fighting coronavirus. COVID-19 has not disappeared. I might highlight that just because nations are relaxing their lockdown procedures doesn't mean that COVID-19 has disappeared. Now, when it comes to Zimbabwe, we have the nation itself has faced several different challenges in the fight against COVID-19. Some of them societal and some of them are financial. Just over 2 months ago, Reuters spoke to one of the people who survived COVID-19. He's a COVID-19 survivor, Mr. Saul Sakujga. He's a 52-year-old gentleman who contracted COVID-19 and actually also spread it into his family. So the whole family contracted coronavirus. But now, Mr. Sakujga, when he was speaking to Reuters, highlights the experiences that he had to go through. And he touches on something that we've been talking about here on The Connection, the issue of stigma, the stigma that's attached due to COVID-19, due to uneducation or due to not enough education on coronavirus. So Mr. Sakujga talks about his experiences that are attached to the stigma of COVID-19. But now when we're also focusing on how COVID-19 is affecting Zimbabwe, we also hear from Dr. Masimbandoro, who is the Vice President of the Zimbabwe Doctors Association. And he talks about the issues that the nurses and the doctors are facing Bear in mind, this conversation is something that happened 2 months ago. However, conversations that have been highlighted by medical experts and medical practitioners that have come here on The Connection, that have been here on Studio 7 Voice of America, highlight that not much has changed. But before we delve deeper, let's head over to Mr. Saul Sakujga, the 52-year-old gentleman, and Dr. Martin Bandoro to hear how COVID-19 has affected Zimbabweans, to hear more about this stigma that's attached to coronavirus.
There was a stigma from the nurses because I think they didn't know, they had no information, enough information about this disease since it's new. And they had no protective clothing, so they ran away. At first, I was disappointed because I wasn't expecting that. But I thought to myself that, you know, these guys, they don't know, they don't have the information about this coronavirus, one. Two, these nurses, they had no protective clothing. So I know, I said no, I think they are right, because even if it was me, I was also going to run away. The day I left here to go for to Wilkins, that's when my wife and my children were tested, and the results, that's when the results came, and they were told they were positive. So the doctors phoned me. Yes, at first I was very worried why the whole family is affected. So we agreed that I must come back home since the whole family, part of the family was affected.
Several varieties of PPEs which are still in scarce supply, involving face masks, all the recommended ones, goggles, gowns, face shields. But I also want to understand that it's being allocated, you know, with regards to the amount of exposure or to where you really work at. Now, for example, there are some more high risk workers who actually are the first end workers, whilst others are not high risk workers. So it's being rationed. There's rationed use of protective personal equipment so that we use the tie effectively.
All right, so you just heard there Mr. Saul Sakujga and the Vice President of the Zimbabwe Doctors Association, Dr. Masimba Ndoro. That was a conversation they had with Reuters just over 2 months ago, where they were highlighting what's happening. And now, once again, according to medical experts, not much has changed. We've heard Dr. Tinotendas Memesa come onto this program week in, week out, highlight the issues around PPE. Now, for those that also, if you remember, nurses were on strike and not so long ago, nurses and doctors, due to the issue of surrounding their payments and, of course, the issue of PPE. So, you just heard there from Dr. Matsimba Ndoro, who was highlighting what's been happening in the nation. But now, during this whole time, the nation's lockdown restrictions are slowly being loosened. This is to allow the economy itself to produce again, to regenerate. Over the weekend, we saw a Vice President, Constantino Gouveia Chiwenga. He is also the current Minister of Health. He was in Gwantuthuziyathunga, Gobulawayo, as he was inspecting Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo International Airport to see how ready this international airport is in terms of reopening for business. This is once again happening during a time whereby the lockdown restrictions are being lessened. Now, as these lockdown restrictions are being loosened, for those that do not know what this means, for some businesses, they're really excited because business hours have now been extended. You can now operate up until at least 6:30. And what this also means is that intercity traveling has now been allowed. So hence why he is inspecting the international airport to see how ready are they to accommodate flights within the country and, as time goes by, flights outside of the country. So let's head over to our Vice President Constantino Chiwenga. The above clip you're about to watch is courtesy of the Ministry of Health, a YouTube page. This what happened 2 days ago, where he was inspecting the international airport in Gobulawayo.
by what I've been briefed by CANS, by the Port Authority here, now prepared for the reopening of both international airport and the domestic travelers. They are one of the two things which we have advised them to put in place, and those are not really an issue. We have been to RGM International Airport in Harare, and we would want all the airports to have the same setup so that we don't have any problems with our domestic travelers and our tourist travelers who will be our tourists who will be coming here to Zimbabwe or leaving Zimbabwe. We must make sure that they are well looked after and all our health facilities are in place.
All right, you just heard there from the current Minister of Health, the Vice President of the Nation, Vice President Constantino Gouveia Chiwenga, highlighting the readiness of Joshua Nkomo International Airport in Bulawayo, Guntuthu, Ziyathunxa. Now, all this is happening during a time whereby COVID cases are still rising in the country. COVID deaths are still rising. Earlier on, I mentioned that there are now 226. Another person died in Harare just yesterday. However, even medical experts are saying, guys, it's about time that the nation opens. However, they're urging everybody to ensure that as all these lockdown restrictions are loosened, bear in mind, as a person, you're still responsible. You're still meant to, if you step out of your house and you go somewhere, make sure you're wearing a mask. If you are around people, make sure that you're in a limited restriction. Make sure you're maintaining social distances and so forth. However, even medical experts are highlighting that it is necessary. A country cannot stay in lockdown forever, hence why they're in support of some of the initiatives being done. But now, it's not just medical experts who are in support of this. Even abantu who are part of the business community. Nangweiwo, vanhu vari pasi, vari mu business community, vana muzvina bhizimusi vechidiki, avosoma bhizimusi avasakurayo, they're also supporting okwenziwa nguhulumende. They're also supporting zviri kuitwa nehurumende in terms of saying, hi, pambili, pambili. They're excited by the fact that lockdown restrictions are being loosened. Let's head over to one of them, Nkosi Khona Dibiti. Nkosi Khona Dibiti is the founder of Community Podium TV. He's also an entrepreneur. Now, Community Podium TV has a program that focuses on educating abantu, focuses on educating people on COVID-19. So Nkosi Khona Dibiti is going to touch on what's happening in Bulawayo coronavirus-related, but also, as a young entrepreneur, how does he feel about the lockdown restrictions being loosened? Let's head over to the interview that we have, Nkosi Khona Dibiti.
Yeah, well, so far, from the updates we're getting from the Ministry of Health, that's what it is. However, we're yet to then ascertain it from a community perspective, because those updates are coming and giving us the statistics. At least the recent ones give us hope that we've passed COVID-19, but at least there's something going on in terms of maybe something is working. I'm not sure what it is, but the numbers are continuously declining, the deaths. I think last week we didn't have any death until yesterday. So I think so far so good. Yeah.
And how are people in Bulawayo reacting to this information?
Well, people in Bulawayo, I would speak to the relaxation of lockdown measures where there was the government then went on to allow intercity travel and everything. People were geared up. People are now traveling and willing to get their lives back on track as well, especially economically. So that said, that's the mood that is there. People are willing that even the border should open, actually, so that they can then start buying stuff they were selling here. Because what is happening now, my brother, is people are charging what they want. Those with products charge what they want. If you don't want, it's your issue. But, well, when the porters open, which is mostly the source of all these products, then it gives a bit of competition in terms of you can't charge what you want because
right.
someone can easily cross the border and get the product here.
Mm-hmm. Now, you touched on the lockdown. Before we delve deep into the business side of COVID-19, I'd like to hear from you. You mentioned that people are excited. People are happy to see these restrictions slowly being lessened. But as they go into these stores that are now able to operate for longer, as they prepare to be able to cross the border to South Africa and different places, are they still exercising that precaution of COVID? Because a lot of people seem, based on some conversations that I've had with some people, they feel as though people are acting as though COVID is gone. We see the videos and the pictures of what's happening in South Africa, and even in Zimbabwe, some places, people are acting as this COVID is gone, it's disappeared. How are people approaching this?
Well, people are wearing their masks like every day, everywhere, in town probably. I don't know about where people stay, but in town people, and you still have those sanitizers going on. The social distancing one has always been a problem. It's always been a problem. Even up to today, people are still queuing in banks, trying to make sure they get their money. Even these facilities where people out in the diaspora sending money, like Mukuru, there's always long queues there. So the social distancing component is a bit relaxed, but the masking and the sanitizing is still on. So that's what it is now, especially in Bulawayo.
And in stores, how are they operating?
In stores, every time you go into a store, you are sanitized, and they make sure that you don't enter a store without a mask. So those are the things that are there. Well,
mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good thing, a positive thing. Now, let's talk more about the business effects of COVID-19 on Zimbabwe, especially young entrepreneurs. How has COVID-19 affected young business people in Zimbabwe?
Wow, as a young business person, I've been greatly affected by COVID-19 because I had to close my office because I couldn't be paying rent. I was like for the whole 8 months, if not more. Then now I have to restart again where I'm looking for another office space because the country is opening up and the COVID issue is getting a bit better so that we can kickstart business. It's like you're starting a new business right now. Because you're trying to get your pieces together, get to talk to the people that you used to do business with them and find out if they're still around and what's going on and all those things. So you find that COVID really set us back. Well, we can say maybe we try to do online. Online it was a bit difficult. It's an area that you would want to invest in and also invest in terms of creating awareness around even our clientele that, yes, we are online. You can pay us online. You can pay your money and we offer you the service without us greeting or meeting each other.
Right.
As it were. So the business model that we're used to is come to my office. Yeah, I've been to the office. I've left this. Can you do this for me? That's the model that people prefer. This whole thing of you don't know the person and they're advertising online. You will not meet them. You are supposed to pay 60% initial deposit. To someone you don't know, people are not really into that type of kind of business. So, yeah.
As restrictions are slowly being lessened in Zimbabwe, we now have the longer curfew in terms that you can now operate for longer hours. We see interstate is now allowed, meaning tourism within the country is now supposed to be boosting. We see places like South Africa are also slowly starting, are also looking to open their borders as of the 1st of October. How is this something that's affecting young entrepreneurs? Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing for especially for young entrepreneurs because some of the products and services that we trade were actually imports. So you find that we need to then get on our toes and get the product back into the market. And you find that it was now difficult to operate during the lockdown restrictions because imagine working and 3 days you have left the city to your home. That's the time where probably you are starting to do business and try this and that. But the closure of borders also limited the business components in terms of you know, we as young entrepreneurs, we don't stock stuff like for the year, like big guys, but we supply as the order, and we don't invest that much in terms of securing supply so that you can last for the next 6 months like the big guys would do. So it's been a welcome move, actually, that the 1st of October, South Africa is opening borders. Mm-hmm. However, we're not so sure when our own borders will be open. Mm-hmm. So, the tone has been set. It kind of like relaxes the COVID-19 restrictions that then allow us even to go to Harare and mm-hmm. do one or two things, go to Gweru and do one or two things. It's allowing the business activity to start. But I must say that it's a new normal. Mm-hmm. That is not financing. It's never the same. It's not the same anymore. But however, we need to share and move around what is already available for us to do.
Now, you mentioned reopening for business. I've had conversations with some people who are not so fortunate. A lot of them have actually echoed the sentiments along the lines that they might not be able to reopen, especially because they feel the conditions are not really friendly for a lot of SMEs. What do you think about that? Do you think the same would apply to Zimbabwe?
Yeah, the same would apply. Actually, we are no longer, I wouldn't talk call myself an entrepreneur. Now I'm a hustle. I'm hustling. Why would I say that? It's because I'm not sure it's uncertain. Opportunities that there is to just maximize on it and remain at least above the water, but it's not an easy one. I must say, even for colleagues who are entrepreneurs, it's not easy because right now everything is kind of like dollarizing, and you need to then put capital that in US dollars. It's not that easy, and most of the finances that we had, savings, they all were depleted during the lockdown because you needed to survive and buy the things that you required. So it's a bit tricky. It's actually a hard phase. I don't know how we're going to step into back to our feet and say we are ready to do business. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, what is pushing us now is hope to say, okay, if the borders are opening, why not try and see what happens?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dibithi, sesithinta-ke udaba lolu ngolimi lukamama. Awusitshele mnumzana, yini umbono wakho ngokumemetheka okwenza umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 elizweni, even ngoBulawayo?
Umumo we-COVID-19 lo unzima kakhulu. Kathesi kuleli viki besibona ukuthi ama-numbers e-COVID-19 lama-recoveries anganakhwela. Abantu ababulawa i-COVID-19 banikuke kwathula civil for iviki ngaphandle kwayizolo kuloyedwa ofileyo, kodwa sesibona nje ukuthi ama-numbers akhona nganayehle. Kodwa khokukangakutho ukuthi lasekufanele sesizihambela singela ma-maski, singasasanitize, singasagezi lezandla ngenxa yokuthi kunganisokunganeno kathesi umkhuhlane lo. So koBulawayo ngikhangela kakhulu, sesibona abantu bonke besagqoka ama-maski, especially nayo bengene edorobheni besemsebenzini lani ngoba izindawo ezinjengasedorobheni yikho othola khona abantu abakuncedisayo nxa ungafuni ugqoka imaski, bayakuncedisa sokuthi uyigqoke and things like that. So kuyi-culture nje sikhona kathesi ukuthi siyagqoka ama-maski lani. Okuhlupha khona i-social distancing, hheyi bantu laphana kunzima. Ngoba yonke indawo nje uyabungena kiyo kuyabongani kumele ulayini. Abantu bayabe semabhenki kubo-Western Union kuyabe kulama-layini lani. So indaba engani isahlupha i-social distancing, kodwa kwama-maski lama-service providers amaningi bayakusanitize ungakangeni ema-building abo kumbe ema-shops abo.
Sizwe ngeviki edlule sizwe umongameli wabona South Africa esesho phela ukuthi mhlaka 1 October sebevula amaborda. Kwele Zimbabwe siyabona njalo ukuthi ama levels ohlelo lwe lockdown labo akhanya ngani they're being relaxed a little bit. Nina njengabasakhulayo, njengabosomabhizimusi, likubona njani lokho?
Kuyinto enhle esiyamukelayo shwa njengabantu abasakhulayo abakubhizinisi ngoba isikhathi sesiside sesizama ukuthi umkhuhlane siyawubona, kodwa sesizama ukubhalansa lokuthi indlala ingachaya. Isikhathi sesiside singasebenzi kakhulu So uhulumende suggested khona so sisinavunyela ukuthi ukhabe from one city to the next kuba lula kakhulu ukuthi maybe within our borders lathi sizama ukudobha kongokukhona kodwa okungaba kuhle kakhulu ukuvula kwamabhoda kodwa njalo singancediswa njalo ukuthi nxa ucross i-border kwenzakala njani kuthiweni kufunakale kwenze ukuthi singathi sokuvula i-border usuthatha 2 days ukuthi ucrosse ngoba kugcwele abantu wonke umuntu usefuna ukuphuma hhayi labo kungaba lo hlupho futhi olunye so nje abantu abasakhulayo bakuzembizibizi kuyasincedisa mgidana ukuthi sinjani sikwanise ukuthi lathi umove from one city to the other end and udobhe khonokho ongakudobha kodwa i-corona sakhona siyakwazi kodwa sesikhangele ukuthi ya singayenza njani.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've also had the opportunity to speak to fellow young entrepreneurs, especially in Zimbabwe. And for them, some actually have said, you know, COVID-19 seems to work out in their favor. But these are guys who predominantly work online because, you know, with the lockdown, a lot of people are restricted to home. So a lot of goods were actually ordered online and they deliver. And some of them are actually based in Bulawayo there. From looking at their cycle and their business model, what do you think we as young people should learn to ensure that future catastrophes, future disasters do not affect our business in the same manner, especially now that even COVID-19 is still not over?
Yeah, I've seen many young people have made a lot of money from doing business online. And it's a new thing that we need to learn, all of us, quickly and up our pace and up our game for the online audience. Because everyone was online wherever they were.
Right.
And they were requiring supplies even from home and make the payment. So we need a new type of clientele now that is online. People can trust you, who can recommend you. From the business that you're doing online. So I think there are many nuggets that you can learn or many examples that you can learn from other young people who actually made a killing from because they were now bridging the gap of the big guys who were not online while the small guys were online and having conversations with customers that can then rely on them. Even right now, COVID-19 is still on, but some people are not comfortable going into public spaces. But which means even if I open shop, they might not come in because they are not comfortable. COVID-19 is still on. They don't want to relax and risk it all like that. So we find that those guys in online are still thriving because of that. So I think as young entrepreneurs, we need to up our game around online and also create a clientele that is online. Mm-hmm. And yes, we can have offline ones, but then you know that people should be able to at least recommend or find you online as well. And maybe have a mechanism that allows you to respond swiftly to online inquiries and things like that. Because people, if they don't get a response in 2 hours, they move on to the next, they move to the next thing, you lose business, yeah.
Nkosi Kona TVT of our community podium TV heist tandubonga Nkosi Kona tinotenda wa TVT nekupinda mjirongwa. So you heard there from Nkosi Kona TVT, young entrepreneur, founder of community podium TV. He was highlighting the importance of us segueing to online. That was some of the business. He was highlighting how some of the businesses that have actually made money during the national lockdown are businesses that were operating online. But now, the question there behind operating online in Zimbabwe is, how expensive is it, one? And secondly, how many people do you actually have access to? So we turned to Portraits, which is one of the companies or organizations responsible for highlighting data collection, for highlighting how many people are online, mobile subscriptions, and so forth. Now, luckily for us, Portraits recently released their first quarter of 2020 notes, and they compared it to how people in Zimbabwe performed online in the last quarter of 2019. Now, one thing Portraits highlights is the total number of active mobile subscriptions in Zimbabwe increased by 4% to reach over 13,724,000. It increased from 13,195,000. And they highlight that the mobile penetration, abantu who are using ama cell phones, has increased by 3.6% to reach 94.2%. Which would say 94.2% of abantu in Zimbabwe have access to mobile internet. Now they also highlight another thing, which is in you know, in correlation with these businesses that are now moving online, is that they highlight that internet and mobile data traffic increased by 2.8%, meaning that on average, a lot of people are using at least 6,661 terabytes. That is an increased amount of abantu who are using online services. This must be something that was highlighted and increased during the national lockdown, where a lot of people were at home. Now, when we talk about mobile subscriptions and so forth, we're not just talking about Twitter, Instagram, and so forth, but even access to stuff like WhatsApp that require data usages. This is something that they include in these numbers. Now, another thing that people highlight is being online doesn't necessarily mean you're going to a website like such as www. However, some people were utilizing their WhatsApp lines, which is something that a lot of people in Zimbabwe have access to sell their products. Let's head over to another internet store that seems to have done well during the national lockdown, a Fresh Store. We speak to two founding members of the Fresh Store, Nyasha Makura and Anthony Gumbo. They tell us more about Fresh Store and how Fresh Store managed to ride the wave during the national lockdown, and how they have benefited from the national lockdown, and whether or not COVID-19 affected operations. Let's hear what they have to say.
Fresh Store is an online store. Mm-hmm. It basically is your one-stop shop. It is everything from your groceries to your alcohol, hardware, etc. Mm-hmm. And it was started in 2018 in South Africa, and then it was also reached in Zimbabwe 2018 mm-hmm. In June, if I remember correctly. Yeah, and we partner up with different companies so that we have a broad e-commerce of different products we can offer clients. Yeah, so basically that's about it.
You mentioned that you work across borders. Why is that? Why do you guys choose to operate that way?
Well, we want to expand in the whole of SADC. So we started South Africa and then Zimbabwe. So we're expanding country by country.
Mm-hmm.
And also it gives us the option to get, for example, groceries. You know how they're cheaper in South Africa than in Zimbabwe. So
right.
It gives us an option to get cheaper products from South Africa and then sell them in Zimbabwe.
Okay. All right. So let me head over to you, Anthony. So, it's, like I mentioned, it's super exciting to always see young people who are collaborating, even across borders. That is even making it even better. As a young person, what made you want to collaborate with other peer youths on such a project?
Well, look, it's very simple. I think if you're talking about Nyasha, he's simply just one of the best guys I know. But in terms of the youth collaborating as a generalization, I think it's actually a much overlooked movement, at least not just in our country, but worldwide, you know, because we're literally the generation that's being handed over responsibilities. And the minute that we fail to see opportunities where we can work together and improve the future, I think that that's where we're doomed as a generation. Then we're just going over and over again in the same direction.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nyasha, early on you mentioned that you guys have been operating since 2018, which means you're a very, very young company, barely 2 years. Here came this big thing in 2020, COVID-19, that seemed to blow a lot of SMEs out of the water. How did you guys work as a company during this, especially during this period? Because arguably more than 90% of the year has been under lockdown. How did you guys operate?
Well, let me start again. It was started in 2018, and then we had a site and an app, and then mm-hmm. we kind of laid back on it. And then this year, that's when we decided, you know, let's just go online, let's do this. So yeah, COVID actually helped us pick up, because lots of people were staying indoors and preferring doing online shopping instead of going to the shops because they risk getting COVID. So the COVID actually helped us get more clients, get more traction, mm-hmm. and it was actually good for us. So we just hope it keeps on gaining traction even though like the levels are being changed weekly as things are getting better.
Right, right. And now with the cross-border thing, at some stage and point, the borders were locked. So how are you guys operating around that?
Well, there's some products we actually told clients we can't get at the current moment. Or we had to wait for a large order so that we make a plan for it to come to them. Because our logistics partners would only transport a certain package when there's a large shipment. Instead of just doing small shipments like we used to do.
Okay. Now, let me come
over. Can I also add to that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. So I think also maybe something that Nyasha didn't mention is we're not necessarily cross-border. You know, we're not a Malaysia. We actually want to get into food production and consumer goods. And what's actually what we're actually trying to do is to actually mirror each country to have its own unique products. And the system is actually what's broad. So we can have the same store being run centrally, but have products from Nigeria being run. So if you look, we actually have quite a few products that we're actually starting to make ourselves. We've got peanut butter, we've got sanitizers, we've got dishwashing liquid, a whole mini sanitary hamper that we're actually trying to do ourselves. That's why I keep emphasizing that we're also trying to look for these small and medium enterprises. They've really saved our business because as the lockdown kicked in, you know, immediate communities are what fed everyone around, you know.
Right.
So I think that's one thing I want, you know, the audience to get clear that we're not a cross-border company. We don't just ship stuff from one country to another and market at a stage.
Nyasha, you touched on the fact that the lockdown actually worked in your favor. Could you actually elaborate a little more on that so people could understand better in terms of your business model? How did the lockdown actually help?
You know, people were being told to stay indoors and not to travel. Mm-hmm. And people were unaware of the spread of corona, how it spread and how it's, how people contract the disease, right? So with people staying indoors, they actually looked for services we offered. For example, your fast foods, your alcohol, your grocery deliveries. So that helped us get more traction because people were now ordering from their homes instead of going outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually helped us kickstart and gain more traction.
So now as these lockdown, both conditions in South Africa and Zimbabwe, both places where you guys are operating, it seems as though the restrictions are slowly being loosened. Is this something that's going to impact your business? Because now it's going to people are going to find themselves in a situation where more people are now going out there, more people are going into stores and so forth.
I don't think so, because we have been offering good service. Some people are actually now just regular customers that know about us and they're spreading the word. So I don't think there'll be much of an impact on our end.
Yeah. Okay, let me come over to you, Anthony. In these circumstances, Nyasha touched on how things are not changing. What is your guys' future plan or long-term plan as a company? Are you guys planning on just staying online? Is this going to change? What is your long-term plan?
Well, the truth is, we actually started off with a physical store. That was 2018, like Nyasha emphasized. And we focused mostly on B2Bs, which is business to business. So we focused on supplying other smaller businesses. Weren't really worried about an online audience, but this is an opportunity that sprang up really as the lockdown kicked into effect. And we looked at it and said, look, an e-commerce model could really help us at least service our market much, much better. And I think in terms of our strategy business model, we have a very robust business model that we're confident in. And it's really what's given us a competitive edge. So we've structured it in a way where we are now basically stockless, but we move information as fast as possible to the supplier from the customers. Basically, that's how we
work. Are you guys still looking to work with more? You mentioned that the focus is actually more SMEs in comparison to big businesses. So what kind of SMEs are you guys looking to venture in? And are you still looking to work with partner up with other people?
100%. In fact, we actually want to open up basically what would be a market place. So this would allow a lot of unexposed, not just companies. We have a very interesting collaboration we did a few weeks ago with a mixologist. She's doing cocktails in Zim. And, you know, we did a thing together where we put out a nice little show, basically showing how she prepares the drinks. Then we put them on the store. We got some sales in. So that was different. Then we got Intricate Lifestyle. They do clothing. We also did something with them. So it's always interesting. In fact, I really like it when it when we just get something that we never really expect to be able to pull off, and we're able to integrate it in our business model. It's always fascinating. In fact, that's where we get the most opportunities.
Okay. Well, since you stepped in, Anthony, I guess because we're about to wrap up our conversation here. As we wrap up our conversation, could you tell the people where to find more information on Fresh Store and what more to expect as we wrap up 2020?
Yeah, sir.
Okay. Yeah, sir. You want to step
in? Yes, sir. Okay. I was hoping you'd go for it. He's the operations manager.
Okay.
Okay, sure. So Fresh Store, it's just for the website, it's freshstore.co.za. Right, and then we have a WhatsApp number. It's 0715175074. That's for Zimbabwe. And we have an app coming soon. So I'm not sure, we're still in the testing phase. And for the future, we aim to have most of the companies that sell stuff that are not online to have them on Fresh Store. That way they get more access and to expand into Botswana and Zambia.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Anthony, any last words you'd like to leave?
Well, look, in addition to that, I think the way forward for us really, what COVID, if anything, has proved to the world is that we need to really relook at our existing ways of not just shopping, but the ways of working, the ways that we interact. So the future really for us is to address a supply chain that is seamless. And we're really going to start shifting more towards being an information company because that's really the nature of the business or the business model that we have. But at the same time, I think we have a very good platform that we're creating that can actually uplift a lot of other entrepreneurs out there. So as a last word, look, I want as many people to reach out to us as possible. And we're always prepared to work with anyone. We're always prepared to partner with anyone.
All right, there, Muriel Zimbabwe. You just heard there from Anthony Kumbo and Anyasha Makura of a Fresh Store. This Kulumela Ngempela, Abba Chalaba, Abba Izalane Zimbabwe, Baya Sebenza, Wele South Africa, Njalo, Wele Zimbabwe, Abba Fisugu Tengi Zinto Zabo, Hambani Gukasilabo, Ele www.freshstore.co.za. Masunzi Raka, Muriel Zimbabwe, Kuva, Kuna Vana Muzuna Bizimuzi, Wechi, Niki, Varushandra South Africa, Pamwechet and Zimbabwe, Stoya, which Torocha with Chiri, Puchinon Kanapa Dande Mutande, www.freshstore.co.za. Varkuchaga, Vango, Vichitiki, Hans, Kanamuru, Vichitiki, Munis, Amuku Tengesa, Muchdogua Naoka, and Zimbabwe Tengesa, but Nemtande, Iwa, Varere, Runare. So ilo litabesila lukushelo zulugandaba siya kota la bantu abasakulayo la bosuma fisimusi abasakulayo sizwa imibono yabo apezu goshelo le lockdown. Ukuthi ushelo le lockdown, did it interrupt ama services abo? Did it interrupt indlela zabo zokuthola imali? Asizweni phela ukuthi kuyini kahle okwenzakalayo kontuthu siyathunqa sixhume umnumzana uNkosana Mazibisa osakhulayo. Laye ungusoma bhizimusi uyasitshela okuningi ukuthi umkhuhlane lo we-COVID-19 njalo uhlelo lwe-lockdown, how did it interrupt indlela aphatha ngayo ibhizinesi yakhe? Asizweni okuningi, asizweni uNkosana ezikhulumela.
I-MyLife Business Incubation Center ikhandlane labantu abatsha ekubathuthukiseni ulwazi, ngitsho lemisebenzi ekhandlane lobuchopho lokwakha kwamabhizimusi ebantwini abatsha kusukela eminyakeni engu-15 sisiya kuma 30 years. Incubation center umsebenzi wayo ngokuthi inika abantu abatsha amathuba lamathamsanqa ukubana ba research babali bahlangane endaweni elokuthula endaweni engabanika umdladla ukubana bafeze izifiso lamaphupho awo. Indawo ezinjalo zijale ukutholakala kakhulu emathawuni, kodwa thina sithika sizilethe emalokitshini ukuze abantu abethu abazukulu bethu bazuze ithuba lokusebenzisa la ma-facilities.
I-incubation center le ithuthukisa njani intsha koBulawayo?
Ontanga abaningi bayisebenzisa i-incubation center especially ngesikhathi se-lockdown uzothatha amabhuku besiyabala ngemakhaya. Nonto izikolo zivaliwe kanje because le library phakathi. Ontanga especially ama-examining classes bebebuya babuya bezifisa amabhuku bayebala ngekhaya basayinile. Abanye bebekwanisa ukuthi baqalise ukuforma just small groups, ama-study guides, ukubana bahlomisane bekhandlane kulama-exams. Ubuhle be-incubation center ukuthi even though kube le-COVID iveze ubucwepheshe obuphezu kakhulu ngokuncedisa ontanga eziqintini zethu zakithi. Sisenza i-social distancing, sisenza konke nje imininingwane ekhandlane lezempilakahle nxa abantu behlangana, le-access to internet. Abantwini abatsha abasuka emalokitshini kabalawo umnotho wokuthi bangene ku-e-learning, kodwa incubation center babe namathamsanqa wona lawo ukubana bacontinue be-accessa i-information.
Njengosakhulayo ongusomabhizimusi, awusitshele Nkosana ukuthi uhlelo le-lockdown luthintile na indlela ophatha ngayo ibhizinisi lakho.
Ngenxa ye-lockdown le-COVID okuyikho kwenze savala amanye ama-programs anjengawe-accelerator program. Lapha besikhandele khona sithathe ontanga abangu-15 every 3 months bafunde baye kuma-site visits besiyendaweni ezithiyeneyo across the country okuhambelana le-practical learning ye-business. Manje ngenxa ye-lockdown i-program enjalo siyimisile ngoba ilizwe belivalile, there was no intercity travelling in. So ngezinye izinto i-COVID esitshaye ngazo izikolo lazo zithe zivalwa. Amanye ama-members ethu ngabantu bezikolo, izikolo ezisenjubelo pela constituency bebesinxa beqeda ukufunda emini bekuseni abanye babuye. But ngesizathu sakhona kwizikolo zama lakho ithi kusitshayile khonokho.
Njengoba ama-levels ohlelo le-lockdown aseyehlisiwe kancane, ubona ngani lokho kulapho ukusiza na abosomabhizimusi?
Kanti laphana ibisitshanga ukuthi bekuvalwa ngo-3 o'clock bekusenza kube nzima kwabanye abantwana abasuka kwezinye izigaba uzo-accessa ngoba isikhathi sabe sesi-limited. But now ukwehliswa kwama-restrictions sokusenza kube lula ukuthi abantu abasuka emagumbi amanatsheni akoBulawayo they can easily access the hub throughout the day ngoba sesivulile. Njalo ngenxa yama-restrictions nathi khona bekusenza ukuthi ngathi sivale early as 2 o'clock, but andabona ukuthi khona kuhlane kabe kuvimba ingxoxo zabanye abantu abatsha ade besebehlangene lani. So siyabonga. Okunye futhi enguthabelayo ukuthi now that there is intercity travelling, ama-accelerator programs ethu sevuleka. We have so many partnerships lamanye abantu abatsha abasendaweni ezithiyeneyo, abanye sifayizarare wa saying they want to come and see the community works that we are doing under the incubation center. During COVID-19 izindlu eziningi zitshayekile zaswele zokudla, but thina njengehapho khona kuyena kusithintile wasenza sabuya le program ye-food aid lapho besinika khona abantu ukudla. Sikhangela intandane kakhulu abantu abatsha abazintandane lama-childhood families and the elderly who are also most vulnerable. So ukuba khona kwe-incubation center phakathi kwelokithi kwenza sinanzelele ezinye izinto ethi singeke sizibone sihlezi emahofisini amakhulu, kodwa nxa sesiphila phakathi kwabantu kusenza sibone sibe le appreciation of the challenges that they face, hence we are able to appreciate the solutions.
Nkosana Masibisa of Mac Live Incubation Business Center. We are showing Mpela Arugachi Stauroka, Muzina Bizimusi, Wechitniki, va Nkosana Masibisa. He was basically highlighting how COVID-19 has affected him as a businessman. Now, Nkosana Masibisa recently opened an incubation business center in Bulawayo, which targets towards helping the nation's youth, especially during coronavirus, especially now that they approaching exams, they can go to the incubation center that has a library. So a lot of our students are using that for studies and so forth. But now he also highlights how the incubation center was affected and how his business as a young entrepreneur was affected. He highlights how his incubation center had a program called the Accelerator Program, which needed intercity traveling. Now, but now that these regulations are being loosened, he's excited as a young businessman because, number one, the intercity traveling is now possible. What this means is he can resuscitate the accelerator program. Chirongwa The Connection, muineni muri Zimbabwe, basi chirongwa chukubata nyaya zwe chirwere che coronavirus, tichitaura ozwe kare, na wana muzi na bizimusi vechidiki. Gati nzoi kuva kuna wa Blessing Piri, ndo umo uwe vechidiki muzi na bizimusi. U Blessing Piri is another youth who is a young entrepreneur. He's the last guy that we speak to, pano pa chirongwa chedu chine vechidiki, nasi. Apo chinonzo zere kuti, how did coronavirus affect his business? Let's hear from a Blessing Piri.
Icho kwa di chirwere che COVID-19 ne chirongwa che lockdown chakanganisa mabhizimusi evechidiki. Zvikuru sei vaya vane mabhizimusi anoda kuti pave nekusangana kwevanhu kutengeserana. Dambudziko iri rabata zvakare vane mabhizimusi achangotanga kana kuti achiri kusumukira. Zvichatora semuenzaniso isu kufundi technologies. Tainge takatarisira kuti sezvo tave kupinza chirongwa chedu chekupa vadzidzi mabhuku epadande mutande pachena. Taizokwanisawo kupinda muzvikoro tichishambadzira nezvechirongwa ichi. Asi nokuda kwelockdown yakonzereswa nechirwere cheCOVID-19, zvikoro zvakawanikwa zvichivharwa, tikatadza kuita izvi sekuronga kwatainge takaita.
Nemaonerenyu kuchinja kuriita malevels echirongwa chelockdown kuchabatsira here mukusimudzira mabhizinesi anga ambokanganiswa neCOVID-19?
Ndinovimba kuti kuchinja kuri kuita malevels echirongwa chelockdown kuchivhurwa nyika kuchatisimudzira semabhizimusi achiri kusumukira. Danho rokuvhurwa kwenyika tinotambira nemaoko maviri nekuti isu tinoshanda nevanhu. Kuvhurwa kwenyika kunoreva kuti tave nemukana wekuti tisangane nevanhu tikwanise kutengeserana zvakare. Nyika ikaramba ichivhurwa zvinoreva kuti tave nemukana wekuenderera mberi nezvirongwa zvakaita semaoutreach atanga takaronga tichishambadzira zvirongwa zvatiinazvo. Kuvhurwa kwenyika kunoreva zvakare kuti vanhu vave kukwanisa kuenda kumabasa avo, zvinova zvichaita kuti vakwanisewo kutenga kwatiri sezvo vave vanokwanisa kuwana cheuviri.
Nyanzvi mune zvekushandiswa kwemichina yechizvino zvino dzinoti vazhinji vane mabhizinesi akaendera mberi achishanda zvakanaka pasi pelockdown vari kushandisa dande mutande mukusimudzira bhizinesi ravo. Sabhizinesman wevechidiki, danho rekushandiswa kwetechnology mukusimudzira bhizinesi renyu idanho ramunotambira sei, uyezve munoona kunge zvichakubatsira here munguva dzakadai apo nyika ichiri pasi pechirongwa chelockdown?
Ichokwadi Mike, kutengeserana kwakabva kumusika kukauya padande mutande. Isu sevechidiki takawanikwa tichivavo kutanga kumhanya nezvirongwa zvedu nemabhizimusi edu padande mutande. Takaona kuti ndipo pane vanhu, naizvozvo zvainge zvakakodzera kuti titevere kune vanhu. Chirongwa chelockdown chakavhura maziso emabhizimusi akawanda. Takaona mabhizimusi akawanda achiuya padande mutande kuti vazoshambadzirawo zvavanotengesa. Naizvozvo sevechidiki tinokurudzira kushandiswa kwemishina yechizvino zvino mukutengeserana.
Blessing Piri of Fundi Technologies, he's basically highlighting his opinion as a young entrepreneur in Zimbabwe. One of the things he highlights is the progression. He highlights the importance of youth now looking at the times, and now youth looking, especially young entrepreneurs, figuring out a way how to get online. Now, one of the things that seems to be central amongst everybody that's talked about a moving online is the fact that when you look moving online, they highlight how their clientele changes. They highlight how diaspora, the people in the diaspora are now able to purchase some of the goods that you're using for the people when go to Zimbabwe. Chirongwa The Connection muineni muri Zimbabwe. As a recap, tave kusvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanasi. As a recap, muZimbabwe, as we speak, the COVID numbers are as follows. Just yesterday, panema PCR tests that were conducted, 263 PCR tests were conducted just yesterday alone. Cumulative cases in Zimbabwe, 706, my apologies, 23 people died. And of course, as we speak, Zimbabwe, just yesterday alone, 24 people were reported to have recovered from COVID-19. As we speak in the Zimbabwe, 226 people have died due to COVID-19. The amount of active cases are as follows. 1,532. That's how many people have recovered from COVID-19. Now, Kanataku Tarisa Zukwitika, worldwide, Muria Zimbabwe, worldwide, the numbers, according to John Hopkins University, are as follows. 31,350,000 people worldwide have contracted COVID-19 worldwide. Approximately 965,000 people have died worldwide. And some positivity, 21,520,000 people worldwide have recovered from COVID-19. So, Zimbabwe, earlier on, you heard from Mr. Saul Sakujga, and Dr. Masimbandoro, the Sangano Re Zimbabwe Doctors Association Vice President. Vanga chibataka nyaya yezwe COVID-19 munyika, Doctors Saul Sakujga. Vanga chihighlighta oka iwo seve chizvarwa seZimbabwe, who is also a survivor of COVID-19. Vachiti, nyairimo munyika inyaya stigma. Vanhu vari kutya chirwere checoronavirus nekuti vanhu havasi kupiwa ruzivo ruzhinji. 2 weeks ago panapa takaratidzawo imwe video yemunhu angachitsanangura zvekare zvaakasangana nazvo panyaya yestigma that is associated nechirwere checoronavirus. Akatoti iye sechizvara cheZimbabwe, iye ari munhu wechidiki, akationawo ka fiancei wake achimuramba nenyaya yokuti hanzi uri kufamba uchiudza vanhu kuti une coronavirus. So that's the stigma that Saul Sakujga highlights, saying that people need to be educated more when it comes to COVID-19. Now, Dr. Masimbandoro nao vanobata nyaya iyoyo vachitsanangura vachiti aiwa stigma iyoyo ngaipere. Uyezve vabata zvekare matanho ari kutorwa munyaya dzePPE, protective gear inodivikana kupfekwa navana mazvikokota navana dokta kuitira kuti vasabatoka chirwere ichi checoronavirus. PPE inosanganisira magloves, magoggles nemamask anodivikana kuti vana dokta vana chiremba vawanewo kamukana wekuti chirwere ichi checoronavirus chisatekeshere mahospitals edu. Dr. Masimbandoro vano highlight aka kuti aiwa ndiro dambudziko guru ravari kusangana navo sevana mazvikokota sevana dokta. Hanzi munyika PPE yakakwana hamuna. Mukarangarira zvekare ndiyo nyaya yanga yakatinetsei up until a couple of weeks ago. Vana chiremba vana dokta navana nurse vachiramba kuenda kubasa vachigunun'una vachiti hanzi mari yatiri kutambira haikwani, hanzi muzvipatara matiri kuenda umu hatina kana protection PPE iyoyo yanga ichibatwa naDr. Masimbandoro. Asi hurumende iri kuti aiwa iri kuedza nemazvo mukugadzirisa nyaya iyi. Takurukura zvekare nevechidiki vana muzvinabhizimusi, tichinzwaka kuti chirwere checoronavirus uyezve chirongwa chelockdown takanganisa here mashandiro avo patinotarisa business ravo. Asi vazhinji vanenge vari kutifarei vachitarisa zviri kuitika kusouth africa. Musi wa1 October mabhodha ekusouth africa ari kubva avhurwa. Hanzi tichitarisawo zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe uko, last week takanzwa mutungamiriri wenyika achiti vana muzvina bhizimesi hanzi maakukwanisa kushanda kusvika 6:30 uyezve intercity traveling yokuti waakukwanisa ka kana uri muzvina bhizinesi kunotenga zvaunenge uchitsvaga kana zvaunenge uchida kutengesa kuHarare uko intercity traveling yaakubvumidzwa. Ilolutabe besilalo nanhla kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo msakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle. Namhla kuhlelo besithitha udaba lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Sixoxa labasakhulayo abosomabhizimusi, sizwa phela ukuthi uhlelo lwe-lockdown njalo umkhuhlane lo we-COVID-19 uphazamisile na indlela abaphatha ngayo i-business labo. Eningi labo bakhanye ngani bayathokoza ngenxa yokuthi hayi kwele Zimbabwe izinto seziyatshintsha, i-lockdown ama-restrictions or lockdown akhanya ngani are now being relaxed. Njalo sikhangela phela ukuthi kwele South Africa omakhelwane bethu eningi labantu bakhanya ngani bathenga izinto kwele South Africa njalo kwele Botswana besiyothengisa kwele Zimbabwe. Siyezwa umongameli kwele South Africa, umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa esithi ibhoda yakwele South Africa siyavula. So bona njengabasakhulayo bathi bayathaba ngempela. Muri Zimbabwe, we've come to an end of our program today on The Connection, whereby we're highlighting coronavirus and how it's affecting the nation's youth. Unfortunately, my time here is up, but Tinosangana Pano, we will meet same time, same place, here on The Connection with your boy Mike Hove, Mario Zimbabwe. For those that are tuning in via radio, join us on our video stream on Facebook on our VOA channel, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. Anoko nega in Mfaro, dinwe nyu Mike Hove, ntola kumuse, ole vanilisayo, nye njabulo. My name is Mike Hove, Mario Zimbabwe. Bye-bye!